Welcome to a new episode of Hacks and Hobbies with your host, Junaid Ahmed.
Yo, 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 what up, Jay?
Hey there.
How's it going, man? You're finally...
Alhamdulillah, how are you doing?
I finally got all that stuff sorted out. You know, when you installed this app, it asked you like a zillion questions.
Yeah. Yeah, that's awesome. This is awesome. So it says two people are recording. That's awesome.
Yeah, that's
I love it. This is a genius idea. I mean, whoever came up with it.
You know, I think it's one of those things where somebody recognized that there was a need for a very easy way for people to do these kind of joint recordings and then just kind of automate all that entire process. Because, I mean, there's so many podcasts like this now, right?
There are. Yeah, there are. And with the iPhone and, you know, mobile phones being so popular, plus it's been 10 years, right? It's been so long since these devices have been around. So obviously, you know, we're going to see these integration and collaboration of different ideas, you know, commingling and coming into these genius app inventions.
Hey, so let me ask you this, that mic that you just recently purchased, something that can
The Yeti
that connect to the iPhone somehow, or is that something that has to be done with a computer?
Well, they were saying that it could probably connect to an iPhone. I have not researched that. I'm guessing there's a kit that it would use to connect to the iPhone, because technically it's just a USB connector, and if they have a USB to a Lightning connector that will let this microphone connect to the iPhone, then, you know, optimal or better.
You know, so it's not,
but
it's
designed
not
to be...
that does like a, has like a Bluetooth interface or something like that. I think I lost you there.
I mean, I could have bought one, but most of the times, I guess it could have made sense, but I this would be better off because it has so many more applications than just, you know, using it with your phone. At the end of the day, I mean, we grow up on using desktop, so at the end of the day, we want to go back to the desktop.
Yeah,
you know, use
actually doing the editing,
that massive
that
screen
stuff,
and be able to manipulate things
with a desktop app, you know.
Exactly. So,
man, doing pretty good,
so
dude.
How have you been, man?
Massive,
what's
kitchen remodel,
what's new with
you?
You
probably heard little tidbits that I've been talking about on Hangouts, but it's been a pain in the butt, man. I honestly don't think.
Yeah.
Undergo this if it was just my own choice. You know, you do all this stuff to make your significant other happy. You know.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's why we do.
As long as they're happy.
So it's been a lot of work. The house is a complete disaster.
Yes,
a lot
it
of
is.
Decision fatigue. You know, you start. You're constantly having to make choices about this color, this, you know, fixture, or this or that, and it just starts to really wear you out. Like, dude, just somebody just do the whole thing at this point, and I just want to show up in one day and it's there. You know.
Yeah. So did you guys hire a
contractor
or
but, you know, if you actually go with like a designer / contractor combination, then they help make a lot of those decisions and stuff, you know. But in our case, we just have someone executing our plan, but they kind of want you to be the one to
do it.
And the thing is, you know, I really wouldn't have as much decision fatigue because I would probably go with my normal analysis for buying things is, okay, what has good value, right? Like, you know, price and what you're getting. But when you're looking at it from like the wife's perspective, it's like, okay, she wants something that goes, you know, with all these different Right.
Mm-hmm. There's an emotional attachment. We have emotional detachment. Right. All right, is this making it done? Is this gonna get us through the door?
So hopefully, let's just do it. I'm hoping
but
that
yeah,
we have our that's
key.
It's hard to live without a kitchen. How about yourself, dude? How's your house and the tree? That was.
Oh yeah, absolutely. It's one of the basics. Alhamdulillah, house is good. I'm glad for these little warmer weather because for the month of January, we did like 900 hours of AC running. And I'm like, how is that even possible? There's only 750 hours in a month.
Oh, right.
I guess they're combining the two AC units hours running, right? So probably 450 hours per unit throughout the month of January.
Bill that you get for something like that.
But February it dropped. What's that? Oh my God! It was insane. But you got to pay it, and so I brought in a contractor, and he came in and looked. He's like, you need to insulate your roof because all your hot air is escaping from the roof, and it's gonna cost you $13,000. All right, okay. Can you send me that quote, and then you know we'll let you know if you want to do it.
Yeah.
Well, we already have fiberglass up in the attic. It's probably old. You know, it's 30 years old. Yeah. So there might be some leaks, and then he was showing me with his thermal camera. You know, where the heat is escaping from the joints, and you know all this stuff. I was like, okay, all right. I guess that's what it is. So the tree fell down last Friday. It was really, really windy. And luckily it fell back by the shed between these two trees. And it didn't damage much of the property. And as it fell, I think it broke from the part that it touched the ground. But then it still, you know, is a heavy beast.
Nice,
so
man.
Luckily,
like
I had this chainsaw that the previous owner left.
And
oh man, I was wearing all sorts of layers because it was pretty cold and windy too. And I had my gloves, my cowboy gloves on, and made sure that this thing was working the day before. It's an electric one. So I have a 150-foot, like, long cord that I used to connect it. And then there was some oil that you need to put in there, too, because that chain needs some lubrication. So initially I was running it, and I'm cutting through this thick wood, and all of a sudden it stopped. I'm like, why does it stop? What's going on? So I pull it up and smell it, and it's coming close to the burning point.
Sure,
so I'm
sure,
guessing
yeah,
all that friction, it might make the tree catch on fire. So it's got a safety built in. I'm like, okay, that makes sense.
I mean, can you imagine
the
like
safety
a forest fire being
so,
started
you know, while you're cutting, you don't catch on fire.
That's true.
Exactly. It's ridiculous. So then slowly but surely, I chopped down all of the tree. And then the trunk that was the big part of the trunk that was still attached to the rest of the tree, we tied the top of it with a rope, and then my brother-in-law was pulling it down as I was cutting it, so it falls, you know, in a safe path. So that's done, and I straightened out the stump.
Oh, wow, dude,
that's
I mean,
left
that's
behind.
That's the kind of thing that as an average Californian living in a very well.
So now I got a.
Like
yeah.
Tree, you know, but you
yep.
have. I mean,
you wouldn't have to
so
worry
do,
about that.
Do you have your? Sorry to change topics, but do you have your honeybee farm also on your property?
So, I don't have the honeybees yet.
Oh, okay.
I just finished the class, 8 weeks ago. Yeah, so class is finished. I ordered the equipment, and the equipment is arriving today. So on the weekend, I will, you know, assemble the equipment. And then first week of April is when the honeybees are coming.
Can they survive a winter?
So like, I'm going to have...
now have a colony. Will it continue on for, like, you know, years?
Oh, absolutely. These, the hives that I'm buying, they're called nucs. So they're nucleus. They have a honeybee. And they have the queen bee, and then they have the worker bees. And they've been basically working together. They worked together throughout the winter. So they are wintered over beehives, meaning they survived the winter. The queen bee is about nine months old, or eight, you know, 9 to 11 months old. And queen bees survive for another, you know, I don't know, maybe 10 to 12 years. I can't remember. So once I get these, once I get the nucs, I'm just going to open up my beehive, pop in these frames with the bees in them, and put the jar, put the syrup, sugar syrup jar on top, and let them.
Wow, man, that's so fascinating, you know. I mean,
start building.
The whole fact that you're gonna actually end up like having jars of honey that you can like that send to us.
Yes.
Janae's farm.
Exactly.
That's dope.
That's right. That's right. These are the humble bee. Right, exactly. Yeah, the humble bee, honey. Humble bee. No, they're not bumblebees.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Yeah, so it'll be pretty interesting.
So are you gonna end up with like a whole how that goes? The whole outfit, so you can go and like do stuff on the.
Yeah, so I ordered the outfit. I've got the hat and veil, and then and the pullover jacket, and then on the bottom I'll just have two layers of jeans or whatever, and then, you know, duct tape my pant outers on the bottom, and then, you know, wear boots on top because you don't want honeybees flying up to your crotch, you know, stinging you there. Like, what am I doing here?
And also, that's probably not the best place to get bit either. No.
And one of the instructors was telling us a story. He's like, when I first got my hives, I was really curious. So at nighttime, in my pajamas, I got my flashlight, and I'm going, and I open the hive, and I'm looking in there, and then I close it on my way back. I feel there was something in my pajamas, so I pull off my shirt really fast, and I'm like flailing my arms around, running, not to get bit by these honeybees. So yeah, man, I've been basically talking to myself on my way home and recording these podcasts. So yeah, today's one was pretty, I think it came out very clean. There's a lot of ums and pauses in there that I could probably leave in there. I just wanna, you know, make sure that everything's good. And I gotta make a little intro sound and an outro sound. So every time I'm publishing, and you know, those I just drop in. And then go with that. And I think each podcast is probably going to be max 20 minutes. I mean, I don't have that much stuff to talk about, but I think it might grow based on if I get questions that I'm answering, or if we're doing like an interview type of setup, then it could go a little longer. Like right now, we've been talking for a good amount of time.
Yeah, what are we at?
So are you home or are you driving?
I was actually on my way back to work because I had to go meet with the wife to look at some flooring and stuff like that. So took some time off in the middle of work, go do that.
Uh-huh.
I was on my way back home and I figured, hey, why not?
Yeah.
I saw your message and I'm like, oh, you might be free. Let's try this thing out.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah, I called Danish earlier when he was driving to work while I was driving for Juma. He's like, yeah, I don't know, man. I can't do mornings and I can't do evenings. And by the time the kids are asleep. It's too late for you. I'm like, yes, no, I know. What?
I'm so glad, Janae.
But it's only like once.
You're just going for it.
Once per week.
And the thing is,
because I've been waiting since 2013. I was looking at the dates on our podcast, and it was like 2012. And there's like five podcasts sitting
in
there.
And I think the best way is like you gotta just start producing content and then just keep refining it and hopefully build an audience. But I think you just gotta start somewhere.
Exactly. That's it. I've been getting pretty active on LinkedIn, and LinkedIn is the new Facebook, man. It's so popping right now. It's insane. There's so many people on there like posting videos. They're posting like posts. They're talking about all sorts of things. And LinkedIn recently updated their terms of services, saying that we will not tolerate hatred, hate speech, any of that BS. And I'm like, thank God somebody stood up. Yeah, dude, solely politicized, and there's no focus on Facebook because it's social media. It's like literally social media. But on LinkedIn, you can say, no, this is not social media. This is professional media, because professionals come here and they have something to look out for, their life, you know, their job. And so they have to behave, like literally they have to behave when they're writing on there, right? Because
things that will help them in their professional development, career development, learning how to do something.
Exactly.
Which is a different crowd than the one that's on Facebook looking at stupid videos about people falling or cats or
exactly
or sharing family photos and stuff, you know.
Yeah. And or sharing family photos. And that's another thing that was people have been talking about is Facebook just changed their algorithm, meaning that they can detect if you're falsely adding comments to a post to make it more popular. So like they have to be like socially, I mean, they have to be more meaningful posts on there, or, you know, have a deeper conversation than just randomly posting crap on there.
And company
so
hold some responsibility for the outcome of the last election, you know?
And they do.
Because they kind of let Facebook get infected by all of this, you know, the propaganda BS stuff that was coming through, the Russian stuff. I mean, all those things really, and that's why I think they're finally taking action, but I feel like it's a little too little too late.
Yeah. Well, it's too late in the sense that the younger crowd has left Facebook. So the crowd that's on Facebook, so the younger crowd left, like under 25, they don't go to Facebook no more, because now Facebook is for the old people, which is fine. You know, because now we'll have maybe some more mature audience, but that's why it makes sense for them to change this algorithm for this new mature audience. So maybe this audience might use the platform a little differently. We don't know. We don't know how that's going to play out.
Facebook lost their
plus they've added so many new things.
A long time ago, I think, you know, because the younger people started to leave the moment the mom and dads came on. Because even I noticed, like, a lot of times Facebook now will bring up, like, oh, this was something that you shared 4 years ago or, you know, 5 years ago or something. And I realized now I have this
huge,
like, empty swath of years where I've just barely put any content on Facebook because it changed, you know. And then
you haven't put anything in there,
Snapchat,
yeah.
It became more about, you know, Instagram and all those other places and stuff that people started to go.
Instagram. So, yeah, so the younger crowd is now hanging out on Instagram, following their celebrities. And Instagram's got ads. They've got tons of ads in there too. And which is fine for Facebook because Facebook owns Instagram.
They lost you in one platform.
don't worry, we still got you. Yeah, they're going to get you in another one. So there's Instagram, and then there's Vero that these guys were talking about. I haven't picked up on Vero yet, and I was like, I don't know if I am going to. There's a lot of controversy on on the content that goes on there, or they're saying that there's never going to be ever ads, and the first 1 million people to sign up will have free access for life, and after that it's going to be a paid sub. Yeah, so I don't know if I should care about it. I want to go and talk to like Gary Vaynerchuk and see what he thinks about it. I haven't listened to his stuff in some time because I've just been focused on putting stuff together. But yeah,
I find it that very good stuff. Now I'm wondering too much stuff happening. Snapchat, because one thing that's kind of frustrating, and maybe I'm just too old, but the frustrating part is that they so drastically change the way their app works all the time. And that it's kind of like, I just got used to it. I like this thing. It was cool. And then now I'm like, okay, what happened? You know, and it's kind of convoluted.
Yeah. And there's a major push behind why they changed the way the app functions. Here's why. So initially when it first came out, it was really popular with the teenager crowd, right? They would snap pics of crap and then you send it and then you know it's gone. But then as soon as the popular crowd started jumping on it, they're like, I don't want my shit to disappear. I want my people to watch this shit as much many times as they want.
Don't let it fade away.
So don't do that. Don't let it fade the shit away. So then they're like, all right, we're gonna change the algorithm. I don't know if the stuff still stays up there for 24 hours or not, or, you know, I haven't looked too much into it, but Gary was saying that they promised Snapchat, we're going to post three times per day or whatever, and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, and I think what happened that was really interesting. Along the way, you know, Snapchat kind of dropped the ball, Instagram came into the mix, and then they basically created the same basic structure, but did it better, and people just kind of you know, and almost everyone I know now is mostly on Instagram.
Yeah.
Dude does a lot of those Instagram stories far more so than they do Snapchat.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's what's happening. The tide's turning, and Gary's talking about how you can, like, there's Instagram celebrities that make, you know, $500,000 or $50,000 per Instagram post, because they're, you know, advertising for a certain product or whatever. And, you know, I don't know, man. Hacks and Hobbies, I'm calling it.
Right? This podcast
Hacks and Hobbies.
By Toyota, you know?
So I sourced. Buy Wix.com or buy FreshBooks or buy GoDaddy. Squarespace, that's right. What's funny is that I searched the term Hacks and Hobbies on Google, and I didn't find like that specific setup anywhere. But what I did see is there's a ton of posts about hobbies. Like 189 hobbies that you can make money on, because again, it all comes down to niches. Like if you take one niche and just blow it up, like go deep as you can. Oh my God, there's so much money to be made. It's
YouTube
freaking
is an
insane.
Example of that with people found out that, hey, a lot of little kids
exactly.
watch you open presents, you know, and right. And
oh my God.
Let me just go to Target, buy a bunch of stuff, put it in front of my kids and film it, you know? And then, right?
Yeah, exactly. So I have one idea for Muhammad and I. What we're going to do is he's got this science experiment book, and
right.
I was just going to let him do the experiments. I'll shoot the video. It'll be like a 3-4 minute video, and we're done. Post it online.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's definitely, like you said, if you can find that niche
so,
that someone else is doing. And you know, one thing, though, I have to say that the ease of, you know, improving your production quality now has just, you know, it's just become so much easier now, right? I mean, back when 2012, 2011, when we were thinking about doing this kind of a podcast, it was still kind of a pain. You had to use like 3 or 4 different pieces of software and, you know, capture the audio and do this and that. But now
exactly.
I mean, I almost feel like if you just have an iPhone, you can do everything pretty much from there. And then.
Like that image that I posted was all done on my phone. I downloaded an image from Unsplash, and I just bought it in the app, put some text on it, changed the color, and then voila.
See, now
got a little art
you
for
have
the
this amazing
podcast.
Camera and film equipment. You should have taken a picture of your own mic, you know.
Well, okay, once I just got the mic today, so I just might do that.
Well, good catching up.
Cool, man. It was great talking to you. Yeah, good catching up. We'll see what we can put together in the books. Hey, guys. So that was a little chat with my good friend and brother-in-law, Omar Moinuddin. We started Still Brewing It, the podcast, myself, Omar, and Danish. Back in 2012, we did a few episodes, and we're going to try and get back into it, but it was really good catching up. We talked about bees. We talked about house remodeling or kitchen remodeling and some other topics. If you have any questions, feel free to send a message. Till next time, this is Super Junaid, Hacks and Hobbies.